Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to another edition of The Story Behind the Story. I'm your host, Dr. A. Truat. Yes, well, folks, we have a very special show to bring to you tonight. Listen, sometimes you have to do things a little bit out of the ordinary, and this show is being brought to you not live as we usually do. We actually have a guest. This is a pre-recorded taped edition of The Story Behind the Story. I would like to open the phone lines up in the second hour as we normally do, but because of time constraints, you see, it's hard to do that. My guest tonight, his name is Mr. Dan Winter, just like the time of year it is. Mr. Winter comes to us today doing this recording at his residence in the south of France. Yeah, quite a time gap. So it's afternoon in his neck of the woods. It's absolutely kind of early morning here for me as we do this recording. So again, I just appreciate Mr. Winter taking the time to do this 2-hour interview. I got to tell you, folks, this is a multifaceted, very complex, really quite complex subject matter we're going to be tackling today. I submit that it's my job as a host to try and make this multifaceted, kind of a deep subject matter into easy to understand terms as much as can be possible. I know it's important to keep you, the listener, on edge, which we'll try and do that as far as having your mind expand to possibilities. That's what the show is all about. We bring to you, of course, obtuse ideas that are kind of hidden from view by the mainstream media. That's the whole context and theme, as you know, of The Story Behind the Story. I'll bring Mr. Winter on, but I do have a little bio here that's online on him with a picture. I'll let him explain pretty much what led him into this most fascinating field of study here involving tonal frequencies, you betcha, absolutely fractal geometry. There's a lot to be talked about here, folks, and it's, like I said, it's a pretty doggone complex, but in a way, it can be a simple subject in reality. You know, looking at his bio just this morning, I got to tell you, Mr. Winter graduated with honors from the University of Detroit here in the United States. Mr. Winter pursued graduate studies in psychophysiology and, of all things, the origins of language, the etymology of our words, of our language, folks. An interesting subject that's dear to my heart as well. The systems analyst with IBM. So this tells you that he's got a brain on his shoulders, folks. You don't go into systems analysis with IBM without having a pretty good idea of electrical engineering, if nothing else. And metallurgy is all part of his bio. A crystallographer will have him explain that. But we're talking, you know, when you talk about quantum physics, quantum mechanics, and these type of subjects, it's quite easy to get people to scratch their head quickly and say, man, that's pretty deep stuff. I don't know if I can get it. But folks, expand your mind, expand your horizons, ask some tough questions. If you have questions to Mr. Winter, I'm sure he'll give you the information where you can contact him, and I'm sure he'll welcome questions that are relevant and that do make sense. Without any further ado, let me bring on my guest, Mr. Dan Winter, coming to us from the beautiful area of southern France. Welcome to The Story Behind the Story, Mr. Winter. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, nice to meet you. Glad to be here. Yes, there is a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
So, you know, if you were, I just like to give you as much time as you need to just explain to the listening audience where you came on your life path to come into this field of study. Really, to me, it's the study of the origins, really, of all life, and explaining how this world in which we live operates, not the least, which is gravity. Go ahead and take as much time as you need to explain your journey here, Mr. Winter.
Well, that's great. I'm happy to meet you. Well, you know, my background was electrical engineering. Actually, my father was an electrician. My grandfather was an electrician, and we so we think electrical, and I was doing electrical engineering at University of Detroit, and then I was invited into the psychophysiology, polygraph design, that sort of thing. Sort of, we were doing the electrical aspect of emotion. That was my specialty. In fact, my graduate mentor, Professor Albert Axe, quite famous, one of the inventors of biofeedback, was famous for the first to having been able to electrically discriminate fear and anger. So basically, the electrical nature of emotion was my passion at that point. But then after university, I was hired by IBM, and I became a software engineer for a while and did all kinds of cool stuff. Pretty long story. But physics of consciousness basically was my focus. And that is, I've taught physics of consciousness, physics of feng shui, and physics of spirituality for like 30 years, actually. I'm revealing my age, I suppose. And but the thing I was hoping to chat about this evening was, since your background is perhaps related to healing and biology, was the healing plasmas and the nature of healing electric fields, specifically something called bioactivefield.com. That's the website, is bioactivefield.com, in which we review a bunch of bioactive fields and then get to this amazing plasma healing technology we're launching in three countries, therify.net. So the actual essence of what is a healing field. A little background there. You know, we often told that story that when they said in the Bible, "I will raise a Shem unto the Lord," and that word Shem became the word altar in church, and then it became word shaman and schematic and alchemy. The C-H-E-M actually means access to a black hole or implosive charge. And Sitchin spent so long trying to translate that word, he finally decided it means Highward Firestone. And so now we know it actually means fractal field. And that's easy to remember because of the website, fractalfield.com. Basically a centripetal field. And let me give you a specific example. We have designed a centripetal field based on something called phase conjugation. It means implosion for charge. And that is therify.net. It's a cold plasma device. And in that field, we have had hundreds and hundreds of people try it in three countries already. And to my knowledge, anyone who has come into that field with pain has left with much less pain, if not no pain. Although I'm sure that won't continue to be true for everybody. But for the most part, we're very successful in pain relief and other things with that bioactive field. And so I'd like to tell you how that was designed. But first, did you have any questions? Did I go too fast?
No, I'm just I'm trying to dissect this, and I keep in mind. Let's when we talk shop as scientists do, we got to try and just give some basic definitions of the terms we use, so that the general public can kind of get a better feel for it. I just want to just caution you or advise you to try and do that as much as possible, because this, when we start talking about fields like this, it's some people start to think, well, that's kind of like speaking in Greek, and I don't understand Greek. So, yeah, the basic things. I love your introduction. I think that the information is valid based on my personal research over the last 20 years as well. I'm intrigued. I would definitely personally like to experiment with your system. I mean, just ask it off the bat. How much does something like this run a person if he wanted to purchase one, or is it even one even available to purchase?
They are available to purchase right now. They're $25,000. We're advising them mostly for professionals. In fact, we've installed them only in medical facilities so far in three countries, but they are available. They're sold under the legality of what is a sun lamp. A sun lamp increases circulation and reduces pain, and that's what we do. And so the legal requirements to be a sun lamp are not too great, except it's a little pricey sun lamp, but a sun lamp that does all these things. But again, I should explain a bit more. First of all, the device was inspired by a famous guy named Antoine Priory. And Priory in France, decades ago, healed almost every case of cancer that came across, and as well as hundreds of other diseases, as documented by the French government, probably the most effective cancer cure the planet has ever known. The problem was that no one understood the physics until me. And that's why the French had to give up, basically, after spending millions. Especially in those times, the electronics was very expensive. But what was not understood, was the frequencies. priori had been inspired by Lukowski and Wilhelm Reich. The Rife microscope. Excuse me. But the Rife microscope's frequencies and the Lukowski device, which is basically a spark gap, which are very effective, very healing. So this gave priori some ideas for healing. And again, all this, the literature, hundreds of pages, all the doc, again, at therafy.net. So you can read all this stuff. And it's clear the French government had the most effective cancer healing device the planet had known, but didn't know how it worked, and therefore... But then I wrote an equation, which is on the cover of my book, that explained what the frequencies are, which is called The Origin of All Biologic Negentropy. And that's at the top of fractalfield.com. So let me first try to do what you said about defining terms. You know, a fractal is something where the inside looks like to the outside, to the point where you can zoom in forever, infinite compression, pine cones, ferns, onions. You know, in a fractal, you can zoom in forever. And so it was old news that infinite compression for mathematicians was fractal. But until me, no one knew what a fractal electric field was. And so we claim to have discovered that, and that that is what the ancients meant by a Shem unto the Lord, which in their case was age reversal, basically rejuvenation. Now, the first place that time reversal has ever been proven in modern physics is something called phase conjugation in optics. And that is what we're doing, is phase conjugation. Conjugation just means adding and multiplying. And so when you take two lasers and you cause them to meet perfectly opposing, they conjugate phases and they make time reversal and self-organization, well proven in physics and optics. But I discovered phase conjugate magnetics and dielectrics and a few other things. Well, actually, phase conjugate dielectrics was known to some extent with Bearden. But anyway, to make this simple, whenever I say phase conjugation, just simply visualize pine cones kissing noses. You got the image.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that makes a centripetal field. And I can explain how it's centripetal, but how am I doing so far for questions?
I think you're right on point. So if I'm following it, I think anybody can.
Good. That's the point.
We talk about fractals. I did a series of shows years ago. I mean, it's been... golly, about a decade and a half, Dan, about the Mandelbrot set, you know, which is a fractal equation that a simple computer can generate. And that beautiful repeating set, to me, are you aware of the, I'm sure you're aware of the Mandelbrot set.
Yeah, of course. Actually, fractals. The top-down view, the geometry of the top-down view is golden mean cubed, golden mean ratio.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say that. To me, as you look at it from a larger macro view, it looks to me like the image of the golden Buddha, you know, sitting on some type of a pedestal. Are you with me on that?
Well, actually, from the point of view of fractal mathematics, there is no larger macro view because the view repeats infinitely. So,
exactly. Well,
there is no zoom in and out because you can zoom in or out forever, and you're always the same. Hmm.
Yeah. So it's a repeating equation. Now, in the field of entropy and negentropy, I mean, let's define those. I mean, entropy is kind of a confusing subject.
That's the right question. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Go ahead and define entropy and negentropy.
So entropy just means moving toward disorder or moving toward chaos, obviously. So negentropy means moving toward order. And so it means basically the same thing as self-organization. So when physics discovered self-organization in phase conjugate optics, it was a bit of a shocker that something can self-organize. And then later in phase conjugate dielectrics, the paper on it's called Alice in Barium Titanate Land, because phase conjugate dielectrics self-organize and they appear to know about each other at a distance and be self-aware and pretty magical stuff. And so the reason this happens is the physics that I have documented. And that's what my book claims, that phase conjugation is the cause of all biologic negentropy. It's the cause of gravity, the cause of perception, and the cause of the existence of color. And the advanced physics course we just gave at fractalu.com documents that in some detail. But this tonight's conversation is not about the physics so much, except simply it's a background for healing electric fields, unless you wish.
Are you talking about the origins of all color in the visible spectrum rainbow?
Yes, I'm saying the reason that color exists is because of phase conjugation. And I'm saying the reason that gravity exists. Because Einstein, unfortunately, never figured out why an object falls to the ground, which is a pretty big problem. Because that means you don't know the origin of any centripetal force, and that's a pretty big problem. So once you know the origin of one centripetal force, you know them all. And that's what phase conjugation is. And we have proved it with my book, again, at the top of fractalfield.com. It's simple. There is a wavelength called Planck length and time, which is the musical fundamental of every wave physics has ever measured. It's a musical key signature of matter. And if you multiply that by exact exponents of golden mean ratio, whole number exponents, powers of golden mean, you get the radii and dimensions of hydrogen. I wrote the new equation. You get the exact duration of the Earth year and Venus year. You get the exact two frequencies of photosynthesis. You get the almost exact frequencies of the Schumann harmonic cascade and the brainwave frequencies that make bliss, peak perception, and ecstasy. And the term for this in wave theory is called phase conjugate negentropic collapse, basically implosion. Our research group is called implosion group. And that creates all self-organization. And that from that equation, you get the physics of the origin of color and photosynthesis. And you get the reason that gravity exists. But I don't know if we want to go into that conversation this evening.
Well, we'll go wherever you want to take us, Dan. This is, I'll tell you.
Well, in the top-down view of that equation, you have 10 spirals of the golden mean, which I proved newly is the radii of hydrogen. And that is also happening at the top-down view of every living protein, especially DNA. And the reason is because as the waves approach center, they add and multiply recursively, not just their wavelength, but their phase velocity. The name for that is called conjugation of phases. And that turns only that geometry of compression into acceleration towards center, because when the waves add and multiply their phase velocity, in addition to the wavelength, and only golden ratio allows that, that turns compression into acceleration towards center. And acceleration of charge towards center is named the gravity.
Well, obviously, then that would explain the mechanics of aging in a real sense. I mean, because really, entropy is the best discussion, really, of why our bodies seem to disintegrate as we age.
That's right. That's the important thing to point out. Thank you for focusing on what's important here. You see, when the ancients said, "I will raise Hashem unto the Lord," if you study Akkadian, some of the original language, you realize what they were saying was, we arrived here and started catastrophically aging. We're going to have to fix it. We need age reversal. Well, right now, 500,000 people a year are coming to Bosnia for rejuvenation, age reversal, and they're getting it. And we now understand the physics perfectly, and they've just ordered Therify.net because they know it works. So what? But remember, time reversal was just proven only in physics and phase conjugate optics. And what they mean by time reversal is interesting. You can take rusted steel and take it back to unrusted, but not the reverse.
Interesting.
Okay, now what that means is that you can only go toward order and not away when you do time reversal. And the name for that term is called negentropy.
Right.
So basically, when they say time reversal and age reversal, they mean the same thing as negentropy in physics, if you understand the physics of phase conjugation. So that gets us back to what we do to stem cells and things like that in Therify. But basically, the reason it's a stem cell switch, as well as a seed treatment and a water treatment, is because basically stem cell is called dedifferentiation, which means compression back to the center of the fractal from which the unpacking was self-organizing.
Okay, that leads me to a question. I know the general mix of our audience, Mr. Winter, is... There's a lot of people that are shall we say non-Christian believers. There's another good bulk and percentage that are definitely on the field of Bible believers, etc., etc. Let me ask you this question: how does in your mind, this is a subjective question now, okay? In your mind, how does your theories relate to the concept of an intelligent design creation or lack thereof?
Oh, I definitely believe in a spiritual presence, for sure. In fact, I believe we understand the electrical engineering in great detail of what's called the collective unconscious and the communion of saints. It's basically a phase conjugate fractal field. It enables electrical engineers to design burial grounds and hospitals to make birth and death electrically successful now that we know what it is. So very, very much so. It's a profound, it makes spirituality much deeper and more wonderful. It totally eliminates the need for miracle worship and personality worship, however, which means we can cancel the religion wars, and I think that's a good thing.
Oh, indeed, indeed. It was just interesting yesterday. I had a battle between an organized religion and myself, and it was pretty intense, I had to tell you. And I brought up your work. I says, I haven't met this gentleman. I'll be talking to him on my radio show and taping it in the morning. This was just last night, and their knee-jerk response was so typical to people of that mindset. Well, it sounds like New Age mumbo jumbo. That's what I said.
It's the only thing I do.
I have on my office wall a big, painting of Zug's Law. People tend to fear what they don't understand, and that's so true in so many cases with organized religion and all the different schisms and isms and this and that. And really, like I've said on the show many times, and Dominique will vouch for this. My mantra is spirituality unites humanity and religions divides them. And so what we're talking about here is basically true base spirituality would appear.
Well, it's pure science and it's pure self-empowerment. Probably what the fundamentalists fear most is having to take responsibility for themselves. That's the problem. Because once you understand the physics, for example, how to steer tornadoes and how to navigate through death, etc., then the responsibility is all yours. And that's what they fear.
Well, that brings up another point. If this technology is known to you and from your research, I see that this has already been explored in some way to the point of such high technologies, call them whatever you want, black box projects for creating storms, for manipulating the different weather patterns on planet Earth. I see global warming personally, or climate change as they're calling it now, as manipulated by man, not through greenhouse gases.
Well, I mean, the physics is clear that the body Earth is self-regulating. The name for that in physics is called Gaia. It has regulated its temperature and pressure. So obviously, planet Earth has a self-regulating electrical capability, and now we have the physics. The Schumann harmonic cascade is a precise phase conjugate pump wave, golden ratio exponents of Planck, time and length. Therefore, you can fix it. You can make a planet more self-organizing, negentropy. You fix the harmonics of Schumann, you repair the grid, dodeca, icosa, pent, the negentropic implosion, da-da-da. So you can, the fundamental physics is that everything that is not fractal will experience heat during compression. That's the physics. That's what's called the rapture in Christianity. And so the planet should get hotter until we understand what the opposite of heat is. For example, the minute that Schauberger's piezo water vortex began to generate electricity from gravity, called implosion, worked so well, Hitler wrote the check. And you know how he knew it was going to work? When it spontaneously started getting colder. We have the equations, theimploder.com. So we know the cause of heat. And until you understand the cause of gravity, you can't fix it.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's amazing.
So this is called atmosphere maintenance. There's a whole. It was called planet taming in the book Two-Thirds. But basically, the reason the dolmen, like pyramids in Giza and Cydonia, are at tetrahedral latitudes, you modulate planetary spin rates to phase embed zodiacal spin, and that not only stabilizes gravity but atmosphere and reduces heat.
It's all related. I've always said that, and yet I know for a fact it's not because of greenhouse gases coming. That's not what's happening.
It's a little childishness. No. The issue is that heat will always be generated when you depart from fractality. And I would like to use the example of pain. Remember I said that no one that I know of that entered Therify.net with pain, everyone I know of came in with pain, came out with much reduced pain. So what is pain? Well, pain is disorder, heat, that's generated by fractality, which is broken. The proof is, the pain is not a mistake by God, unlike testosterone, according to certain ladies. That's a joke.
That's a good one.
No, but God didn't make a mistake when she invented pain. No, what she had in mind was that pain directs your attention to restore electrical compression.
And exactly.
Electric compression is named fractality. In fact, perfect compression is the principle of fractality in essence. So to restore fractality is to restore perfected compression. So what we do is you create this phase conjugate harmonic cascade. And let me give you the example. Elizabeth Rauscher, the planet's most famous physicist probably and an old friend, she was doing an FDA study on pain elimination. And she tripped over a series of magnetic frequencies by examining the magnetics of a healthy elbow, actually, and fed those magnetics powerfully and did successful pain reduction. Later, when I showed her that my equation predicted the frequencies she used, she agreed that I had invented the concept of phase conjugate magnetics. So we apply that. It turned out that the frequencies that Priory was using were the same. So if you study the equation on the cover of my book, you know the frequencies to eliminate pain, and it works. So you restore compression, you eliminate heat.
Not coincidence. Let me ask you, I have a couple of books that I've read written by Lakovsky.
Good.
You know, and so, you know, and my work has been kind of experimenting with, there was a, my partner and I basically contracted with an electrical engineer to build a plasma generator, call it photon sound beam technology, based on what Lakovsky termed his kind of his master frequency was 729 hertz, okay? Well, I see that's in your equation as well there in some octave levels. Now, let me ask you this. Lakovsky said that, you know, when you look at frequencies, you're talking about 0.2 hertz being what they call the 2 cents, right? That in the human field, he said that it can vary by as much as 0.2 hertz up and down and still get the same effect. Is that accurate, do you think?
Well, in terms of ratio, of course, 0.2 hertz would be very important if you're subsonic infrasound. But if you're, you know, at gigahertz levels, no. So it's all about ratio, and that's what the sense refers to in octaves. It refers only to ratio. But the point being, and the Lakovsky harmonics slide is at therify.net. And Lakovsky tripped over the correct ratio because he used golden ratio. He learned that from Rife, I think. But at any rate, so he tripped over the correct concept, which is phase conjugate. The thing is, Lakovsky devices are useful, and they're famous here in France, and they work. And also, Guy Oblensky has a Lakovsky device, and he's even used some noble gas there up in upper New York, and it works. It just happens to be not quite as powerful as our device. In fact, the Lakovsky experts have used our device and agree that our device is similar, except much more powerful and faster. They have to be in there for hours. We take 3 to 5 minutes and achieve much more. But the reason is simple. The physics is something called harmonic inclusiveness predicts vitality. See, doctors know that if they wish to measure how much immune system you have, they measure the harmonics included in your heart rate variability, HRV. And our new app will soon be at heartsring.com for the iPhone for that. So harmonic inclusiveness predicts how much immune system you have. Well, it turns out we prove now that harmonic inclusiveness predicts how long anything is going to live. Babies, atoms, galaxies, universes, doesn't matter. It's also proven for forests. Incidentally, it's called bioacoustic habitat theory. So the sound of a bulldozer alone can make a forest sick. We know the physics. So the point is that harmonic inclusiveness means the more frequencies in one oscillator, your heart, for example, the longer that's going to live. Now, we did the mathematics, and it's called fractalfield.com/mathematicsoffusion, to prove that golden ratio is the solution to the problem of how to get the most number of frequencies into one oscillator. And if you then do that with a key signature Planck time and length, you have the equation on the cover of my book. So basically, if you don't take those frequencies and apply them in Therify, we take what Lakovsky did, the low frequency infrasound stuff, and we add the optical, we add the plasma, which makes the phase conjugation much more broad spectral. And that's why ours is more powerful. Basically, it's a little sun.
I see. Wow. So, I mean, the Schumann resonance, 7.83, I've heard other people say it's closer to 8 hertz. You know, how important is that 0.17 measurement?
Well, the equation on my book The equation on the cover of my book more accurately lists the actual Schumann harmonics as measured. 3 hertz, 7.83, 14.3, and 20.8 are the actual physics, and Greg Braden is wrong to say that they're changing. But anyway, those frequencies, 3, 7.83, 14.3, and 20.8, are within a very narrow bandwidth of the equation, which I call the origin of all biologic entropy, which is the actual frequencies that go to all these devices, Prairie and Kosky, 2.78, 4.5, 7.29, 11.8, and also happen to be the exact frequencies that I have measured for brainwave EEG that cause peak perception, bliss, and ecstasy. So basically, the Schumann harmonic cascade is clear. It's a phase conjugate negentropic pump wave, and it's fixable.
You said a real mouthful there in that sense.
Basically, it's implosion. It's what makes itself, it makes Earth self-organize. It's important.
Exactly. Well, again, folks, listen to this. If your head is spinning, well, that means something is happening with entropy and negentropy in your brain. And that's all, yeah, that's what we're after here in this show, Mr. Winters. Maybe I may call you Dan. I think the world, in fact, I know the world for the most part is just suffering from a lack of critical thinkers anymore. We've become a herd of programmed, shall we say, robots that have just been so mesmerized by whatever you want to call it, the powers that be, the agenda, that people just quit thinking and questioning anymore for the most part. And when you come out with a radical concept, it's to protect their own paradigm, they start to attack and cause ad hominem. And,
well, hey, what's radical here? I just said the only path out of chaos for anything. Is that radical? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this guy must be some kind of a nutcase.
No, but we have the proof. Yeah. We have the physics. Yeah. None of this is subjective. All of this is solid physics, provable. And by the way, we knew for years ago, you published the physics, the cause of gravity, for example. You published the physics, and every university and government on the planet is going to ignore you. But suddenly you build something that works, and everybody comes to your door. And guess what? Everyone is now coming to our door.
Now, let me ask you this, and if you refuse to answer, I can understand it. It's been my experience when you start finding something that works, like you said, that the entrenched powers that be that really rule this planet behind the scenes seem to want to eliminate that. Whether it's a free energy device, whether it's a healing device that can disfranchise their global model of dependency on certain chemicals. What's your experience so far with that?
It's easy to do the conspiracy theory. And it's true that so many people got sucked in by the medical and pharmaceutical. It's almost as bad as the Catholic Church. But, our approach to that is, we have activities and labs and people in about 8 countries, and everything we do is at least 6 countries. And so, we do everything totally legally, of course, and it's hard to make a new sun lamp illegal in 8 different countries at once. So we're going to be hard to stop.
Well, I like that answer. Listen. Is there a place? And I'm talking to you from Ogden, Utah. My producer here, Dominique, is down in the Bay Area. I can just almost feel Dominique chomping at the proverbial bit, saying, "Where do I go check this out?" Do you have anybody in our neck of the woods that has one of these established?
The first clinical trials are now underway in Belgium, in South France, and we have one that's going in this week just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And we'll have Australia and Canada very soon, but that's what's up right now.
How about the west coast of, or even in the heartland of Utah? Let's get one clinical trial place going here. I want to.
We're happy to. I mean, obviously, $20,000-$25,000, and we only do it where medical people will be part of it. So that's the starting point right now, and we're doing well in that regard.
So if I were to get with a coalition of naturopathic, open-minded, even chiropractors that I know, and could I set up a conference call with you with that so we can... I think there's an interest here in my local area to do this.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, not only is implosive plasma a solution to pain and solution to everything, which is the opposite of negentropy, which is obviously solution to cysts and cancer. I mean, we had somebody with a cyst under their arm, couldn't move their arm, and within 3 to 5 minutes had total movement of their arm, similar with people loss in feeling in hands and feet. It's circulation, because circulation is fractality, obviously. So restored circulation is the physics of perfect fractal compression. That's what it is. Et cetera, et cetera. So this, and we're improving this. We're now superposing Rife and other frequencies, Ray and X frequencies. So there's a lot happening. It's an evolving field. And we're happy to talk to you. I mean, functionally what it means is $20,000-$25,000 and we do a little bit less. We can help if you, you can show us that you will actually provide clinical results reporting, et cetera. But we're happy to set up new sites and we're doing this internationally and we're happy to work with anybody, particularly people that have medical people, because we take the medical laws very seriously. We're not trying to evade any one of them, and we definitely are not trying to claim anything until we prove it.
Well, I'm just smart enough, I guess, or maybe naive enough, as the case may be, I know enough to be dangerous on this. Okay, I'm not anywhere near your level of expertise, of course, but what I have found in my personal research, my background, I have a doctorate in nutrition, Mr. Winters, and whatever that, what all that means is, you know, my whole field of study personally is graphing out frequencies of healing minerals. I worked with the late Dr. Linus Pauling; he was my mentor there. And what was amazing to me, I hadn't shared this with anybody, especially Dominic, because I only got on your site just yesterday. And I took enough of your numbers and compared them with my work in healing minerals, and there's an incredible overlap that is can only be synchronistic, okay? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, if you start with the radii of hydrogen, which I discovered, our golden ratio times Planck, obviously you're going to get the dimensions of DNA and the Earth orbit and a few other things. So naturally, most things that are centripetal, for example, the only exact two frequencies that cause photosynthesis are bang on my equation. So that tells you something. But, you know, it's funny. Our friend Sal Giandinoto, who was doing this equation for golden ratio in quantum mechanics, had gotten the frequency signature of vitamin C and had vitamin C effect from frequencies only in liquids. Sounds like Linus Pauling would probably have been interested in that.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of our discussions. It really is all about frequency at the cellular level, whether it's a nutritional supplement or whether it's a pharmaceutical drug that's chemically produced. And it's all about sound and ultimately, which is frequency and light, at the cellular nucleus, which is really, again, going back to the DNA helix, isn't it?
Yeah, and we also proved, incidentally, since you're in medical area, you probably know that the frequency signature that regulates cell metabolism is ADP, ATP, adenosine diphosphate, triphosphate, the common wavelength of basically every cellular energy bond. It turns out that the wavelength of ADP, 1.9 angstroms, is bang on my equation. So adenosine diphosphate, triphosphate, the basis of all cell metabolism, phase conjugate negentropic implosive pump wave. That's what it is. But I was going to try to give a little information about what it feels like to be in the therified plasma field and what the responses have been so people get a little sense of it.
Great. Please do. Yes.
But basically, you're between these, you'll see the pictures at therify.net, but you're between these two plasma fields that light up. And what do you feel? I can tell you that you feel metabolic acceleration. I can tell you that long-term heart rate variability shows heart rate increase, even sustained. I can tell you feel increased circulation, increased metabolism. It is the opposite of sleep. In fact, it's not good for sleep. I can also tell you that a lot of people, perhaps even majority, have some form of bliss experience in it, actually. I can also tell you that almost anybody that sees auras better using it. I can tell you that having 30 years of Kundalini myself, that it's a Kundalini trigger. I can also tell you that increased metabolism is not always good. but when you put the royal crown on a king, the correct term for that gold is called a phase conjugate dielectric. It accelerates the king's mentation rate. So if the king is thinking shareable thoughts, he will be able to embed better and inhabit his kingdom. However, if that king is angry and his mentation rate speeds up, he will go insane faster. In other words, if you're inhabiting lightning bolts, you need to learn what a shareable wave, I mean a shareable thought, is.
Well, it's kind of like the veritable two-edged sword then, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah, yes. And that's a law of physics as well, isn't it?
And so we're trying to translate that psychological description into electrical engineering. And remember, I invented the word heart coherence and applied it to heart measurement, and heart math learned from me and learned wrong. But fractalfield.com/coherence. So the history of the study of heart coherence is me. And what I discovered was the mathematics called Sepstrom to measure it. And later it was used as a lie detector by kinesiologists. We replaced the muscle test. So what heart coherence in its climax state is actually phase conjugate. So when you, the old joke was, if you use my heart tuner, you could watch if somebody says, I love you, and their heart coherence goes up, it means they're telling the truth. It's actually a lie detector. So what that proved was that the internal phase coherence of your heart is delimited by the ability to find a wave which is ultimately shareable. A shareable wave, obviously, in physics is called coherence, but internal phase coherence is measured as Sepstrom. That's my discovery. But the climax form of coherence is called fractal or phase conjugate. So basically, when you're dying and you see those four sequence of geometrics that's common to the death experience called the Cluvier form constants, you're seeing your aura doing the sequence of spin symmetries to do compression. And that embeds you into a fractal or conjugate field called the collective unconscious, the communion of saints, et cetera, et cetera. And to get there, you have to be literally a shareable wave. In practice, it means every thought is pure principle and shareable with everyone. And that's how you inhabit lightning bolts and Kundalini and the Therify.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this then. Following in the theory of entropy, which is basically order and structure dissolving into chaos. A good example on YouTube is explaining, well, you take a book and rip the pages out, throw them up into the air. The way they fall in haphazard pattern is basically entropy. It's just basically chaos. And what you're describing here then in negentropy is the opposite of that, having it come back out of chaos into ordered structure once again. If that's the case, now let me ask. This is kind of a philosophical theory here. If everything in the universe, as the universe expands into entropy and chaos, and the Earth itself being a measurable body and with a life force field, okay, what happens to, like, let's say the Earth itself? There's a lot of scientists I've talked with that say, well, the Earth is showing signs of the last final stages of entropy. And that's kind of, to me, I said, well, that's kind of really a downer, negative thinking, isn't it? He said, well, it's science, you know, it's just what it is. We think the Earth is suffering, the climate changes, there's a precursor event of a great cataclysmic destruction coming. I've heard that from many sectors, Mr. Winter, and I got to say, Ken, how do you view that type of mindset?
Well,
is it accurate?
First of all, the same physicists who are clueless why an object is falling to the ground are saying that the universe is going to disorder. Look, they don't know the cause of any negentropy, so of course they don't know the cause of some negentropy. It's very simple. Look, there's a reason why every wave in the universe agreed on Planck length and time. No physicist can argue with that. Every wave that we've ever looked at. Now, if you take golden ratio exponents of Planck length and time, you get hydrogen dimensions, my new equation. Guess what? That is called negentropy. So hydrogen is a path out of chaos. It's a little black hole. Now, if you apply the same equation to the frequency of the Schumann harmonics, you get the reason why planet Earth could emerge from chaos. Any system can emerge from chaos and be negentropic if it knows the wave geometry. And hydrogen figured it out, DNA figured it out, and the Earth almost figured it out. And now, of course, we're screwing it up. But if we discover the principle...
That's interesting. I've always said that. And Dr. Pauling told me that many times. He said the key to really all life is studying the hydrogen ion, because that is the basis of all life. Whether it's, you know, hydrogen combined with an oxygen molecules,
it's a small black hole.
You have water. You have a water form, don't you?
Yeah. It's also the center bond of every ladder rung of DNA, hydrogen. And so basically, the top-down view of DNA is a dodecahelical ratchet. So you have the short waves of hydrogen bond being actually phase conjugate. Then you apply that with the long phonon geometry of the Bray geometry of DNA, and you have massive broad spectral implosion. So DNA is probably the most negentropic structure in the universe because it's the most broad spectral phase conjugate, which is why you can bend time and space and make gravity and do all kinds of fun stuff with it.
Wow. That brings a whole other dimension to the Christian religion and the study of just who this historical being Jesus Christ was and is. I mean, you look at how so many of his recorded miracles had to do with water, and just the thing we're talking about right here, structure of that hydrogen molecule. I've long theorized that's exactly what happened there.
Well, when Sam Lentine, professor of mathematics of State University of New York at Rensselaer Polytechnic, he was blind since birth and never had eye sockets. When he focused the equation for alcohol into water, they measured the water turned into alcohol, water into wine, and we knew the physics.
Yeah, exactly. One of the experiments I did under, I bounces off of Pauling. I went up to Irvine, California Science Park, and I basically took the frequency calculation of an amoeba, and then applied that to hydrogen bonding in medicinal grade pure water over a period of 72 hours, and voila, I guess what started growing in that sealed test tube.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that's like primal soup.
Yeah, and so it was like this could be Nobel Prize stuff, right?
Yeah, when we took the equation for hydrogen, made a vortex cone called the imploder.com, which is the world's most proven agricultural water treatment for increased growth, and now we took the same equation and into the therify.net, and the first time we put a glass of water in the field, the plasma field, the BOVIS, which is almost a measurement of the charge field, that water was off the charts. Now when Burke and Levengood finished writing the book Seeds of Knowledge, where they proved that Stonehenge and stone circles increase seed germination, they had a high voltage field that increased seed growth typically 30-50%, and then they died. Now we believe we have found what the Shem unto the Lord was for, the stone circle, the dolmen. It was an agricultural accelerator, and we think the therify.net will be the most successful seed treatment electric the planet has ever known. That's bioactivefield.com. That's where all those technologies are described. We have bioactive glass, bioactive cement, bioactive water, and bioactive plasma.
I might have to go punch my passport to come to the south of France and have a sit down with
also
you.
Also, bioactive clothing, fractalclothing.net.
Oh, now wait a minute. Fractal clothing, as in fabric?
Fractalclothing.net. We also have fractaleconomics.net.
I see.
Fractal clothing is basically when Callahan built the first transducer to measure life force in a tree, he hooked hemp fibers, unbleached, dipped in sea salt or human sweat, to a microwave, actually a nanovolt microvolt preamplifier, which is basically my brainwave device. And he could tell if a tree was alive or dead based on the low frequency. It's Schumann, you know. But that transducer tells you how to build clothing. Basically, it's the ultimate biologic capacitor. It's called high dielectric. It requires a little background in electrical engineering, but the reason that you need organic material for your clothing in your house is because your aura can breathe efficiently only through high dielectric material, efficient capacitance. Dielectric, you remember you said defined terms. A dielectric refers to the insulator between the plates of capacitors such that you measure the efficiency with which it rings like a bell. So if the dielectric is high enough, it means the bell is ringing with more energy than you hit it with, like pine cones do when they get voltage from gravity. So you use high dielectric materials, your aura can breathe, and your clothing and your house allow your aura to grow. That's why kids in Steiner schools are not allowed to touch synthetics and metal and plastics. No, they're only allowed to touch natural fabrics and wood and stone because your aura can only embed in high dielectric materials.
Wow. Well, my guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Dan Winters, coming from the south of France. I told you this was going to be exciting. Is it confusing? Well, yeah, it's confusing if you don't have a basic rudimentary knowledge of science. And really, where science meets religion here is what we're talking about. This is this is stuff, folks, that that I think can indeed be world-changing and world-shocking. I'll go on a limb and say that, Dan. I laud your research. I'm very eager to get some a unit. I've got some means. I've got colleagues that I'm sure would be highly interested in this. Would you be willing? Well, I'm sure you would. That's a rhetorical question. That introduce you to people that are on the front of researching the Schauberger phenomenon and water structuring. We've had them on this show and in the show's past. I think there's an absolute marriage waiting to happen here with this. It's very, very intriguing to me, sir.
Wonderful. So, you have the background. It's good.
So, yeah, well, so we got to take a break here and just a few minutes left. Go ahead and give us a lead in to the next hour, what you want to talk about.
Well, I would like to talk about how we apply these things practically in our lives, from biological architecture, even diet. So once you understand kind of what plasma is in terms of your aura, then you can talk about how we have measured what goes through death successfully. And if you understand that well, you can define actually what is politically important and make decisions about politics and things. In fact, you can answer Kurt Vonnegut's question in Breakfast of Champions, which was whiskey, by the way. What are people for?
Okay, good stuff. Good philosophy. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. My guest, once again, is Mr. Dan Winter. He's an incredible mind and genius, as I can tell. You can probably tell by just listening to him. He knows his stuff. We're going to talk more about what the future holds from his viewpoint, his paradigm, and also my kind of limited worldview. Please stay tuned. This is The Story Behind the Story. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages.